This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Michael O'Riordan, a Catholic humanitarian official, speaks about the ongoing severe food and hunger crisis in South Sudan and about the challenges and rewards of his job. O'Riordan is the Emergency Programme Manager in South Sudan for CAFOD, the Catholic Church's aid agency for England and Wales, and its Irish counterpart, Trocare. His remarks coincided with World Humanitarian Day, celebrated each year on August the 19th. He spoke to me earlier. Has the threat of famine in South Sudan receded at all, or is it still very much there?
Unfortunately, the threat is very much still there. But across the whole country, the level of food insecurity has actually increased, with very significant numbers of the population really relying on the humanitarian aid coming in from the very different aid agencies. The problems are around not just the ongoing insecurity, which plagued the country last year, preventing people from planting and collecting their harvest at that time, but also at this time, there is a big concern with regards to access with the rainy season, being able to get into people, with them having planted their food, their crops, they're now having to wait until they come, and they're utterly reliant on the food coming from the various aid agencies.
In some of the worst affected areas, just how bad is the health situation of the population? Do you see very visible signs of malnutrition, and I imagine especially amongst the children?
Indeed, and that is one of the most traumatic things. Everywhere we go, people being visibly undernourished, very thin, emaciated in some of the areas that are more cut off. The children, the acute malnutrition rates are very, very high. It is also compounded by the fact that there is still an ongoing cholera outbreak since last year. We have not been able to stop this cholera outbreak, and now with the rainy season, there's a real concern that it will expand again. And this is then going to have a bigger impact on people who are already weakened from hunger, whose own immunities will not be up to being able to exist in the way that they would if they were more healthy, if they were better nourished.
We're in the year 2017, and yet the world is witnessing no fewer than about four famines in different parts of the world, probably more, and an unprecedented number of people who are displaced and who are in need of humanitarian aid. What does this say?
Unfortunately, I think that this is a reflection of a number of different things that we're seeing across the world. One of them is there seems to be an apathy in what I would call the Western world and the more developed parts of the world, who are starting to look more inward into their own needs, into their own community, and are not being as forthcoming with aid and assistance as they might have been in earlier years and maybe in earlier generations. I think also that there is an impact we're seeing from the likes of social media, the readily available images that are coming on the screens and on computers, as people see on their Twitter and on YouTube, as well as the various different media. And in many ways, I feel that they're possibly being bombarded with so many images that they're almost becoming inured to it. And this is having an impact for times of crisis like this, when we are asking for support as aid agencies and as humanitarian organizations to help these people. I feel that there has been maybe a lessening of the sympathy towards the plight of others in many parts of the Western and developed world.
Turning to the humanitarian workers themselves, people like you, who are often putting your lives on the line, going into conflict-ridden areas, what, for you, are the rewards of this job?
Oh, it is seeing the difference that our assistance makes when you go to somewhere. The simple gratitude of people who may have felt that the world had forgotten them. When you're able to go in, when you're able to deliver even the small things, bringing toys to children, bringing simple things like soap, towels, the things that you and I might take for granted living in our own country, where you see the gratitude of people. So that, for me, is really what this is all about. It is that connection between one person and another person.
And humanitarian aid, it's not just giving out food, is it? It's giving hope to people.
That I feel, is perhaps the most important part of humanitarian aid, but the least seen one. It is that people know that you're there, that they know there is support, you're not abandoning them, and that gives them some measure of hope and some measure of confidence in the future, that they will have a future, that there is something out there to work towards for them.
And I was speaking there to Michael O'Riordan, who works for the Catholic aid agencies CAFOD and Trocora.